views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
What might be in the way of you reaching and living your soul's divine purpose? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The journey into spiritual healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. You will be engaged by powerful stories of hope, healing, love, and God as the source for real wellness. In this live call-in show, Dr. Jaffe brings testament to how medical spiritual healing and Sufism, together with traditional and complementary medicine, can heal life-threatening disease, chronic illness, and personal issues through understanding and transforming the inner causes and experiences that lock disease in place. Dr. Jaffe takes you on a journey and will show you how to find and heal these inner issues and painful unresolved subconscious wounds. You are listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Wow. Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe is joining me here today. This is Journey into Spiritual Healing, Embracing Divine Presence, Unity, and Love. You know, today's show is the show where we touch upon and tap into, you know, what it means to be coming up on Valentine's Day and how many are tired of feeling lonely every Valentine's Day. And I'm not just talking about you being single. I'm talking about being lonely and being in relationship or even married. Lonely has nothing to do with your marital status or your partnership status. Today, Dr. Jaffe is going to show us, teach us how to learn how to heal a broken heart and find the love of our lives, because that is what he is not just passionate about. But when I think about the journey into spiritual healing and how it engages people in all areas of their lives, and this is the body of work that Dr. Jaffe has said yes to. You know, someone as a licensed medical doctor who for the past 30 years pioneered advanced energetic and spiritual healing is now taking this forward to say that we can heal. We can be engaged by powerful stories of hope, healing, love, God, source of real wellness. This is what this is about. And so when we enter the journey into spiritual healing, chronic illness has no place there. Dr. Jaffe, it's great to have you. Big show today.
Thanks, Pat. Happy to be back and talking with you. And, you know, this is, you know, the beginning of our opening into the Valentine's Day time. It's a time of love. It's the time of, you know, really opening our hearts and being present with, you know, what do we really need to do to find love either in our lives? In other words, have we lost the love or we've never found it? Are we lonely in that way? Or like you said, if we are in relationship, is our relationships working? Because frequently people are in relationships and truthfully their hearts aren't connecting and they are lonely and they are sad and they don't know what to do about it. So we're going to be talking about those points today, you know, as well as what if you are together and you're really going to be working on bringing your relationship into the next level, which is the third piece. You know, how do you really, you know, upgrade that relationship where it's so powerfully beautiful that it means everything in the world to you and you have the relationship that you've wanted your whole life? So those are the three major things we'll be talking about today.
I want to ask you the question of looking at the journey into spiritual healing and tapping into what you're talking about. A lot of times people don't think that relationships have anything to do with our spirituality. And yet I think that is so far removed from even the talking about the word love. What's a relationship between relationships and romance, so to speak, personal growth and spirituality?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, in most relationships, my experience is that the concept is obviously having a family, having love or romance. You know, sometimes it's about intimacy, and relationship kind of wraps itself around that level. But in my understanding as a spiritual teacher and as a Sufi teacher for the past 30 years now, is that what we really have to do is use the relationships to grow spiritually. And so to understand that, what it really means in the deepest way is that our hearts need to grow and flower and blossom into who we are really meant to be, who we have the possibility of being. And of course, ultimately, that is to become, you know, awakened human beings who are living a fully realized life. And in the deepest way, the heart is opened through a number of teachings. And of course, one of them is the merging in love. So as two people bring their hearts together and they merge in love, as they go deeper and deeper into the love, what begins to happen is the spirit begins to unveil itself through that love. So learning to really love each other and to clean the places that block that love is the first step in really developing our spirituality, and particularly our spirituality of the heart. Sometimes people want to do it through their mind and, you know, have increased consciousness, which I think is fine. But we also want to make sure that our hearts don't lag behind and that our hearts grow with our consciousness.
Well, let's talk about the fact that this is a time of year where people say love is in the air, Dr. Jaffe, love, and yet it could be lonely in love, lonely in love. And, you know, it sounds kind of weird to say that, right? To say lonely in love. But, I mean, I think that's taken out of a number one hit song. Lonely in love is not necessarily being in a relationship that where we're growing. So how do we take wherever we are in relationship? How do relationships help us grow personally, spiritually, and otherwise?
Yeah. Well, it begins with how we view our beloved. So if we're in relationship and we view our beloved as an enemy or somebody who's going to hurt us or somebody who doesn't meet our needs, what ends up happening is we create basically blockages to the flow of love so that love doesn't come together. And what ends up happening is we long for our beloveds. We want to be with them. But the blockages within our hearts keep us from realizing that love, and the relationship goes cold and becomes lonely. But if we learn to actually purify out those blockages and work them through, and if we come into a place where we deeply are able to honor and respect and value our beloveds, once we are in that state of respect, then we begin to open the heart into a much deeper level of relationship, and people can go beyond anything that we ever thought possible. In other words, there are levels of connection and oneness and ecstasy and beauty that are possible if we open our hearts that we may not even have known existed before. And that's the real goal of relationships, is to open that place and discover that within our own hearts.
Mm. You know, I want to ask you the question about this idea of opening up and opening our hearts, because we're going to talk about what does it mean to improve our relationships and mend a broken heart. But I think we have to touch a little bit upon, you know, what stops us a little bit up front from doing that, from opening our heart. And it could be from this lifetime or other lifetimes. But how many people, Dr. Jaffe, have we heard say, you know what, my heart is just not open to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, people, the way I always work at it is whatever is happening in the moment is what is going on in our lives. So, you know, we don't have to look at, you know, where it comes from directly. But if you are in relationship with somebody, and then you find that you're not experiencing the love with them, or you're shut down, or you feel cold or separate, it tells you very clearly that something's off. Now, it may be, of course, you know, we always want to blame the other person. We want to say it's their fault. But the truth is, I say it's never 50-50. It's it's always 100-0, 100-0. Mm. You know what I mean? So we have to be 100% responsible for us. And our partner needs to be 100% responsible for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, what we're talking about here is both responsibility at the action-oriented results level. That's one thing, right?
Yes.
There's that. But then there is a different layer, or the many layers, which you've talked about in previous shows, of responsibility. You know, responsibility for an emotional intelligence. You know, responsible for our mental mind, thought intelligence. You know, responsibility for our spiritual intelligence, meaning how we engage and how we are in the world. So that responsibility transcends, right, anything somebody else may be doing or even not doing. It's the not doing that gets us sometimes in relationships. But well, we have to be able to stop, hit the pause button, and look at that, right?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's today, I think, the whole concept in the West, to a certain level, is blame. You know, we don't mean to do it, but what ends up happening is we start to say, you know, this happened to me because you did this, or this happened to me because you did that. What, in real spiritual teachings, it goes the opposite direction, which is we say that the world mirrors what's inside of us rather than we blaming what happens to us outside. So what that means is that if something is going wrong, the first place to turn is not to what's happening outside, our beloved, the relationship, but we've got to go inside our own hearts first and say, is it possible that that outside experience is mirroring something deep within our own being that we are not conscious or aware of that may be being reflected back to us? So in spiritual relationships, what we do is that before we say, okay, it's your fault, you know, you're not giving me the love, or you're not showing up, or you're not coming home, or why aren't you caring about me? We go inside and say, well, is it possible that I'm not giving the love? Is it possible that I'm not clear in my communications? Is it possible that I'm carrying something in some way that might be being reflected back to me in my partner not showing up in some way? So the first part of spiritual relationship is turning inside, not looking outside, but looking within.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, look, now that I've done that, how do I like hone in, fine tune, figure out, become aware of what the heck I want to improve on in this relationship? What am I looking for? What's my end game? And for those of you out there that understand the depth and the breadth of what loneliness can be this time of year, what is it that will help you rise up to improve relationships with others and a relationship we have with ourselves? When we come back, Dr. Jaffe is going to take us on a journey of why so many people suffer in relationships and what does improvement look like. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk to me. I'm watching me crumble. You will see me come undone. Faithfully, I will look over.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
What you become.
Welcome back, welcome back. Oh, wait, Benny, right? What is the group out of Seattle? Heart, right?
Yes.
Didn't they make some of the most gut-wrenching songs, like, about love? That, like, what about, I mean, pop culture is so filled with the broken heart stuff that Dr. Jaffe has got a fresh perspective, journey into spiritual healing, tired of feeling lonely every Valentine's Day. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about say goodbye to it. But before we do, Dr. Jaffe, how can people, first of all, find out how to work with you directly? Because you do that. But you are literally ramping it up, you know, medical spiritual healing, the foundations of it, teaching that. You are taking your message out in the world globally. I hope you call me when you're ready to put this in a book so we can get that done for you. How can they find out?
Yeah, beautiful. Well, they can go to my website, drjaffemd.com, drjaffemd.com, and then if you go / relationships, we have actually a PDF that we can give to you about the 7 C's of relationship. This is, you know, I've been studying various paths, but mostly the last 20 years, Sufism. And this is basically a compendium of the teachings on relationships that I've learned over these 20 years in these teachings. And then I've kind of broken them down into these 7 steps, which if you look at them and you practice them, you will see amazing changes. So many relationships we've either improved or brought back together or helped define when they practice the 7 C's. Now, of course, it means that you both have to kind of work on it. If only one works on it, it can sometimes be a little difficult. But if both of you commit to this, if you're in relationship and you begin these practices, I think you'll see incredible changes. So Dr. Jaffe, MD, /relationships.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Dr. Jaffe. Now, look, here we are. Let's talk about this Valentine's Day. I mean, can't you see the beautiful hearts? Can't you see how wonderfully and vibrant the reds are? You know, can't you see people thinking, how am I going to have this special day in my life? And then can't you see the other side? Because I've been on the other side of, am I really going to spend this day alone? Am I going to think about my past relationships and how hurt I feel? So why are so many people, whether you're in relationship or not, but why are so many people suffering in their relationships right now?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as you and I know, it's a very difficult time outwardly. We were just talking about that. And so there's a lot of stress in the world, which is causing, you know, all sorts of problems in relationship. The second thing, of course, is people have a lot of wounds. And sometimes those wounds go back a very, very long time. For example, one of my clients, you know, his childhood was damaged when his mom left him. His wife became schizophrenic later. And that wound he carried into his next relationship. And it's created all sorts of difficulties for him in being able to be with his beloved at this time, his wife. So our past is another big thing. If we carry wounds and traumas from our past and we don't resolve those, they will without doubt affect our current relationship. And then, of course, the final piece is, do we really just know how to love? You know, do we know how to give the love? Do we feel safe to give the love? Do we know how to communicate the love to another? I have something I call the seven C's. And one of those C's is communication. And communication means that we communicate from our deep hearts. In other words, not from the outer heart. A lot of times people say, oh, I want a relationship. I want to tell my beloved how much I love them. But deeper down inside, there's something else going on where they're saying, you know what, I really don't like you. You really hurt me. I don't feel safe with you. I don't feel good with you. That deeper place has got to be brought up to the surface, and it needs to be exposed and brought out, and then it needs to be worked with. Both partners need to work with what's going on in there. If they do that, then that relationship 9 times out of 10 will heal. And for those people out there who don't have beloveds, my experience is that in many people who don't have beloveds are not finding love, this deep place is shut down. In other words, that you might be saying, I want a relationship, I'm lonely. But deep down in your heart, what's really happening is you're saying, I don't want a relationship, I'm afraid of it, I don't want one. And my experience is that if you carry that in your deeper heart, you will not find a relationship. That deeper heart will override your need and you won't find the love. So one of the things we want to do is we want to get to that deeper heart and find out what's really going on inside of you and what's going on inside of your beloved and work to heal it.
I want to ask you this question about the notion of a good relationship. I'm having a good relationship, Dr. Jaffe. A lot of times, my mom used to say, I still love my stepmom. She was so full of this stuff. My mom used to say, if you don't throw wood on the fire, all you're going to be left with is smoke from the cinders. And I never understood what my mom was. I mean, honestly, we grew up with this, Dr. Jaffe, but it wasn't until we were older that my mom talked about what those things meant. And even if you're in a good relationship, how many people settle for good and not great?
There's the super question, because you nailed it. I think that you said your stepmother got it right. You know, if you don't, the only way you're going to get into a great relationship is to face the tough difficulties between you and go through them. So if you want the great relationship, it's like a muscle. You've got to stretch it past what you're familiar with. And that means that you've got to dig deeper. And you're going to say, oh, okay, I've been living, I love my beloved, we're doing well, we get along well. But you can also feel it. It's a little bit boring. It's a little flat. There's something missing in there. You don't really have the passion. You like each other. You love each other, but there's something gone. But if you looked really deep inside yourself, you'd say, wait a minute, I'm really afraid to be vulnerable. I'm really afraid to show my husband or my wife who I am. I'm afraid to show them my power. I'm afraid to show them my anger. I'm afraid to show them my beauty. I'm afraid to show them my sexuality. then all those things are being held down inside, and we have to open those up if we're going to have a great relationship.
You know, Dr. Jaffe, look, I want to just talk with you a little bit about this, because I can think back at a very, very young age, and I remember a broken heart, right?
Yep.
And every parent pretty much watches their kids go through that first love, that broken heart, right?
Yep.
I mean, clearly there are some people, like we have one of our hosts, met her childhood sweetheart, went to school with her child, married, okay, happy, right? There's that story.
Yep.
But sometimes we get introduced to love in a way that it doesn't turn out very well. You know,
that's right.
And I know we're going to talk about mending a broken heart, but aren't there various versions of broken heartedness?
You got it. Yes. I mean, we find, you know, in the general broken heart, of course, somebody loses the love. And that can create, you know, deep pain, deep distrust in relationship. And also, of course, over time, if that person doesn't heal it, it can lead to physical disease. The other thing we see a lot is what I call conflicted heart. And in conflicted heart, what happens is that one side of the person wants to stay and one side of the person wants to go. And when those two parts, you know, start to fight with each other, what can actually happen is it rips the heart. There's light inside the heart. That heart light gets ripped. And when it rips, that's a very, very serious situation, because that's the time you will see physical disease show up in people almost immediately. I mean, literally instantaneously, their blood pressure will go high. They'll start getting angina. Something will show up immediately when they rip the heart. So those are two things we look at. How do we deal with those things?
I want to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to talk about, look, we know what that broken heart feels like. How do we mend a broken heart? How do we mend a broken heart? What is it about what Dr. Jaffe has not only found and discovered, but is sharing with countless people, to take that heart that may seem unrepairable and make it stronger than ever? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to broadcast your brand ideal with the latest in information technology? Bioresonant software distills your brand ideal or intention and enhances your core internal organizing principle. This has a tremendous impact on your organization's alignment, as well as the behavior, satisfaction, and the retention of its employees. Your physical business structure can unfurl, opening up the possibilities of creating an energetic presence for a brand even ahead of its launch. Check out JeanetteWolf.com for more on its signature frequency branding.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken
hearted, who had love that's now deep? Welcome back, everybody. Yep, that's what we're talking about out there. I wanted to say to everybody, look, you want to get some help today with this. Because I got to tell you, I have done a lot of things in my life, and I've done a lot of things on my own. But mending a broken heart has not been one of them. 1-800-930-2819. Dr. Jaffe is here. 1-800-930-2819. Because it is our birthright to have this ability to open up to love at so many levels. You know, love in relationships, love in God, love in spirit, love in Allah, love in whatever you believe, you know, whatever deity that is you believe in. This is our essence. And to suffer from a heart that is so longing to be whole again, that's not our birthright. Today, this show is for you. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. Dr. Jaffe is here. We'll take your calls. Dr. Jaffe, look, mending a broken heart. What do you think about what I said about having this beautiful, open heart, this ability to love so fully and so deeply is our birthright? Not having a broken heart. That's not our birthright.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, I believe all of us are meant to have a whole heart. Unfortunately, that's not what happens for most of us. You know, we get that broken heart from all different reasons, you know, or somebody leaves us or whatever happens. So the mending of that heart can be done. That's what people need to realize. You don't have to have a broken heart anymore. Mm-hmm. You can mend it. And the way to mend that is really the following. This is what we do with medical spiritual healing. Inside that broken heart is actually a set of hidden images that hold the memory of what broke your heart. So in other words, let's say you lost a relationship, those images will be stored both, you know, in the subtle light around the person. They will be stored in the heart itself, the physical heart. And if those images are not removed and transformed, what will happen is emotionally you will be afraid and physically you develop disease. But if you get inside and you actually find those images and those memories and you release them or resolve them through a particular system, which in this case I'm talking about working with the divine essence, working with God itself. In other words, if you can take those images and open them up to the love of God and the light of God itself, God will actually transform or transmute those images inside yourself. Now, that will change your emotional state. It will change your physical state. And once it's done, what happens is that the transmutation is from, let's say, the painful memories mm-hmm. into pure memories of divine love and pure images of divine love and divine goodness. Once those images are in, your heart will come back together and the broken heart will go away, and you'll have a solidness in love that is unbreakable. It will never be broken again because it's not bound on another person. It's bound on your connection to the divine. That is unbreakable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is really part of a conversation that has to do with how do we want to live our lives? How do we want to live our lives? You know, in the words of the song that Benny just played, is happiness just an illusion? You see, there's a seduction to believing that happiness is just an illusion, because at some level, it almost, for many of us that have experienced broken hearts, deeply broken hearts, we don't want to hold on to the expectation or possibility that we could be happy. But yet everything about what we read, our spiritual connection to the divine, everything about that says that love is our number one priority. How do we get from where we are to that place?
Okay, so here's the answer to that question. I mean, happiness is very easy to find. I mean, this is the thing. It's not that you have to be unhappy in life. What happens is, again, the first step is we have to turn away from looking at the outside and saying, this happened to me. You know, in other words, for me, for example, my first wife died, and she died very, very quickly of stomach cancer. And in that process of death, it would have been very easy to, you know, be wounded or turn away from love because something's ripped out of your heart when somebody dies at a certain level. But by facing the pain of the death, by walking through the death, by going through the loss, by going through the attachment, by going through all the interpretations that my personality might have made with that, when I came out the other side, rather than having loss, what I had was a deeper sense of love and goodness and the eternal connection with her spirit, the oneness in life, the love in all people than I'd ever had before in my life. Mm. So the key for us is really if we learn to walk through whatever bad things happen to us in relationships and get to the other side through facing the pain in ourselves and really cleaning it, mm-hmm. what you end up building this incredible strength of love and beauty, and that's where the happiness comes from.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm so glad you brought that up, and I'm so glad we're talking about it. So, Dr. Jaffe, I want to open this up a little bit in the conversation for the moment. And the reason that I want to open it up in the conversation for a moment is because sometimes what happens is, you know, we don't exactly have a sense of the many ways or the vast ways that people can have a broken heart. And I want to give you a couple of examples and let's talk about it, because I think what you're referencing and what you're doing is to heal broken hearts, period. To mend broken hearts, period, regardless of the situation, the circumstance, or the event. Many of us have experienced loss at a lot of levels. Certainly, thank you so much for sharing your story about what it's like to even then heal and have a greater opening for love to enter. What is it that you find for many people and the people you work with? What do you find about their willingness to stay in pain? What is that about? What is that about? Where do we get that from? Is it easier to stay with that which we know than to venture out? Did you know?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, but, you know, comfort's the name of the game. I was reading something on American policy with different countries across the world, and they were saying that they'd rather have a leader that they know in place than a new leader that they don't know and what they're going to do.
Right.
You know, so security, you know, we at least know how the person's going to react. We at least know we've got something. And going out there on our own and being all by ourselves is actually quite scary, you know, if we really want to leave that relationship. But what I find, first of all, and most times, honestly, is that people have not necessarily really put the time in to find out whether it's right to leave the relationship. So the first thing to do is not to assume. I think we go the other way. People leave too fast today. When relationships don't work, go into therapy. Get spiritual healing, call us, work on yourself, and find out what's really going on in there and see it with somebody's help. Because unless you're a professional relationship person, you probably don't know how to work through those issues. So you need to have somebody coach you and help you or therapize with you to get through it, maybe to heal you if you have a broken heart.
Mm.
You know, then, only then, after you've really put the time in, and both sides have tried it, or you find that one side is just unwilling to try it. That's another story. But if both of you really put your time in and you really find that you've tried everything and still you can't come together, okay, then it's time to think about ending the relationship. And then you have to take that jump and get the support to step out of the relationship into something new and going forward. But you have to make sure that, is this really, make sure it's right before you just jump out of the relationship. Make sure you've given it, I say 150%. Go all the way, try everything. Because, you know, as a physician, I know for myself that most of the time when I work with people in the death process, in their dying, the things that always come up for them are their unresolved relationships. Mm. It's the last thing they face.
Mm-hmm.
And they regret, and it's always the regret about, you know, if I only had tried harder with my kid, if I'd only worked harder with my spouse, something would have been different. I didn't do it. So I think that in order to avoid that regret, first really work very hard. And then if at the end of that, if you feel you can't do it, then it's time to step out and get the support to step out.
Mm. Wow. Let's take a short break because powerful, powerful message. You know, how open is your heart? How is the longing to have the joy, the bliss, the love completely embedded in the energy of who you are and still hold on to who you are? When we come back, I'll be talking about how do we do that? How do we find our beloved? And this is so important because we may have to take steps in doing that that cause us to revisit something. Short break. We'll be right back. I can't wait to hear what Dr. Jaffe has to say, everybody. We'll be right back.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Thank you.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
You've been hiding, never letting it show, always trying to keep it under control. You got it down and you're well on your way to the top.
Oh my God. Are we going to hit the high note? Thank you, Benny. Thank you. Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe is joining me here today. Now, look, I want to take a moment before we talk about finding our beloved. How can folks sign up, get some training, learn about the foundations of medical spiritual healing? How can they work with you? All of the above. How do they do that?
Okay, so if people go to my website, drjaffemd.com, DRJAFFEMD, medicaldoctor.com. Of course, put in /relationships, and we'll send you a PDF on these 7 C's. And we also have some courses. There's one called Foundations of Medical Spiritual Healing. In that course, you will learn the steps to healing the broken heart. And you will also learn the steps of healing whatever, you know, sort of blockages that have come inside your heart that are keeping you from establishing the love with the person you love. So if you, you know, if you've been struggling, like many people, you know, many people in relationships, 1, 2, 5, 10 years, and the relationships aren't working, you know, and they're plugging along because they know there's love there and they have kids and, you know, all the above, but deep down inside, something isn't right, right? You know it. There's something inside of you that doesn't work in that relationship. the Medical Spiritual Healing Foundations course will teach you to heal that place in your heart and reestablish the love so that you can have that real love with your beloved again.
Mm. You know, Dr. Jaffe, the work that you do, it's really an honor that I get to have these conversations with you, but I get to also see you in action and get a sense of, you know, what your vision and mission is. And I want to talk about this next part, because this is part of the vision and mission. And it is really seeking and finding your beloved. And let's talk about not only what you've discovered about that, but what that actually means to find your beloved.
Okay. All right. So here's an understanding that may be unusual for people. The human heart actually has four facets. So the heart is, and people think about the heart, you know, we just love somebody or we don't love. It's like one facet. But actually the heart has four. One side is our personality heart. One side is the place that loves others. One part is our soul. And one part is our spirit. So these four parts make up the human heart. Now, in a real relationship, meaning the most holy relationship, all four parts come into love with the same part in the other. So the personality part in one joins with the personality part in the other. The heart in one joins with the heart in the other. The soul in one joins with the soul in the other. The spirit in one joins with the spirit of the other. This is called a complete, or we could say perfect relationship, or complete relationship, where somebody is completely joined and merged with their beloved. We call that communion, having communion with the other. Now, when you go out and you're looking to find your beloved, of course, many people, you know, are just looking to try to find someone that they can get along with. But really what you want to do is you want to find that deeper place in yourself. And then from that deeper place, when you go and you meet people, you want to feel if that deeper place can be found in that other person. So if you're, for example, if you're capable of finding your own soul, which you can find, you can feel whether your soul will accept another person. And what happens is if it doesn't accept that person and you go in a relationship, you're going to have problems. The relationship's not going to work. It's going to fall apart in time. But if the soul does say, this is the one I want, and it accepts that, people say, oh, I found my soulmate, that's kind of along that line. But when the soul says, yes, this is the one, then no matter what comes up in that relationship, it will lead to greater love, greater understanding, greater spiritual growth, and ultimately has the potentiality for reaching union, and divine love through that relationship. And that's really what we're seeking when we look for that person.
Mm. You know, I'm really struck by the message that you're bringing forward, and it's a message of wholeness. It's a message of completeness. And, you know, what I love about it is that, you know, when I think about this, I think about the completeness that transcends person to person and really incorporates, you know, our connection to the divine. It's so important to keep that in the forefront, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And without that, so, you know, what happens is that as people are working into the relationship, working through the relationship or going deeper, you're going to hit conflicts of understanding, of values, of attributes. One person says, well, I think we need to have mercy on this situation. The other one says, well, you know, I think we should be strong and aggressively attack that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have, those are what I call attribute issues. There's a different understanding. So how do you resolve that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the answer actually is in that divine connection, that if you go into that connection, there's a third understanding that comes down, which will give you the correct course of action that will lead to the best outcome in any situation. And see, once you understand that and you start connecting into that divine guidance and you apply it across the board to your relationship, to your kids, to your work, even to your investments, whatever you're into, when you apply it in the positive way, you will see that everything in your life will start to work for you, and you will have that holism you spoke about.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Jaffe. One more time, please tell folks how they can find out more about you. And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Yeah. So again, people, you can call me at 888-237-5233. That's 888-2, the number 2, Dr. Jaffe, D-R-J-A-F-F-E. Or my website, drjaffemd.com. And then, of course, /relationships, if you'd like the PDF on the 7 C's of relationship. And, of course, my final message is that if we learn to connect our hearts to each other and to the divine together, that we can establish an eternal, never-ending, powerful love inside of ourselves that doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. And of course, once you have that love, I promise you that if you can start to radiate that love, you will not, if you're single, you will not have trouble finding a relationship.
You've been listening to Journey into Spiritual Healing Radio with Dr. Jaffe. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe will help you remove the veil of illness and unleash the ancient wisdom of healing as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. If you've missed any part of this episode or want to find out more about Dr. Jaffe, visit his website, drjaffemd.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.